Recent disappearance of Srila Maravanda Puri. So we'll read about four verses from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita and move forward thereafter. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is Anchalila, Chapter 8. Ramachandra Puri criticizes the Lord. So we'll read about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 texts. There's no purport. So this is text number 33. If you cannot hear me, they have to sort out the sound somewhere. I don't know what to do. I'm not the sound engineer. I'm speaking in the mic. So somebody should go to the sound person. I'm going to try my best. That is, I have to start screaming, which is not nice. Okay, text 33, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Anchalila, Chapter 8. Ramachandra Puri criticizes the Lord. Is that better? It's okay? All right. Jagat Guru Madhavendra Kari Prema Dana Ehi Sloka Paditeno Kaila Antardana. It's a beautiful translation, so we can repeat. Is Divine Grace Madhavendra Puri, everyone? The spiritual master of the entire world, thus distributed ecstatic love for Krishna, while passing away from the material world, he chanted the following verse. That's text number 34. Ahi dina dayadranata he maturanata kadavalokshase ridayam twad alokakataram dahita brahmyati kim karomyaham. It's a very elevated, most elevated verse actually. It's considered the Ujvala Nilamani of all verses, and only three persons could not even understand, but only three persons have the consciousness of this verse. It cannot be understood. and that is Krishna himself, Srimati Radharani, and our divine grace Madhavendra Puri. So you can repeat the translation just to become purified. O my Lord, O most merciful Master, O Master of Mathura, when shall I see you again? Because of my not seeing you, my agitated heart has become unsteady. O most beloved one, what shall I do now? Unquote. Text 35. Ehi sloke Krishna prema kara upadesha Krishna ravirahe bhaktera bhava vishesha. You can repeat the translation. In this verse, Madhavendra Puri teaches how to achieve ecstatic love for Krishna by feeling separation from Krishna. One becomes spiritually situated. Text 36. Priti vite ropana kari gela preman akura sehi premana kurera viksha chaitanya takura. You can repeat the translation. Madhavendra Puri sowed the seed of ecstatic love for Krishna within this material world and then departed. That seed later became a great tree in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And text 37, the final text for today. Prastave kahilun puri gosa nira niryana yehi inasuna sahi bada bhagyavana. Translation. I have incidentally described the passing away of Madhavendra Puri. Anyone who hears this must be considered very fortunate. So we are very fortunate. Omagyana timirandasya agyananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri guruve namaha shri chaitanna mano bistam astapitam jena bhutale asvayam rupakadamayam dadati swapadantikam vanchakalpa tirubhyascha kripa sindubhya evacha patitanam pavanabhyo vaishnavabhyo namo namaha jaya shri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda shri advaita gadadhar shrivasadi gaura bhaktivrinda hare krishna hare krishna 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 hare 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 rama hare rama 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 hare hare. During the last weeks of Srila Prabhupada's winding up his manifest pastimes and passing from this world, many devotees were constantly reminded of Srila Ishvara Puri, who gave intimate bodily service to his spiritual master, his divine grace, Srila Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri was in the last stages in this particular life, and he apparently appeared invalid. He couldn't walk, he couldn't move, and so forth. Similarly, like our Srila Prabhupada. So, according to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, this consciousness of looking forward to engage in menial service, especially the bodily service that Srila Ishvara Puri engaged in for the love of his spiritual master, he was actually allowed to become the spiritual master of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the principal reason that is given, that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accept Ishvara Puri, accepted him as his spiritual master for this purpose of this humble menial service to his spiritual master. So during the last weeks of our Srila Prabhupada being on this planet, Kirtanananda was asked to represent the devotees to Srila Prabhupada. And Kirtanananda Swami firmly, with a straw between his teeth, but firmly, because he felt he cannot instruct his spiritual master Srila Prabhupada, but he firmly insisted that Srila Prabhupada must take something, at least a cup of juice, he humbly begged Srila Prabhupada to take. But Kirtanananda Swami, Prabhupada could see that it was very awkward for him, because one is not meant to instruct the spiritual master. So, and another time, when Srila Prabhupada was traveling very extensively all over the world, he was getting quite ill with his body, especially from fatigue, like that. So the devotees, especially at that time Rameshwar Prabhu in Los Angeles, he approached Srila Prabhupada with great reservation, like that. And he said, Srila Prabhupada, we are not meant to instruct you, but we want to request something, like that. Then Srila Prabhupada replied at that time that, You should not look at me as your guru. You should look at me as your father. Now you tell me as my son. So the relationship is a little different, because the son can instruct the father to take care of the father. Then Srila Prabhupada was requested by these leaders at that time, take some rest. And then they arranged for Srila Prabhupada to go to Hawaii for several weeks. But Srila Prabhupada didn't rest. He increased his translation. He had the time to put in more time for his translation. So similarly here, Kirtanananda Swami was feeling very awkward. And he expressed to Srila Prabhupada, you know, Srila Prabhupada, I am not like Mother Yasoda, you know, who can instruct and order Krishna. I cannot really do this like that. I keep remembering that you my spiritual master, like that. But then Srila Prabhupada, by his motion and movements, he allowed himself to be ordered by the devotees who were represented by Kirtanananda Swami. He allowed himself like that. So similarly, Bhavananda Goswami at that time, Tomakrishna Goswami at that time, Bhakti Charu Swami and Upendra Prabhu and others, they even coaxed while Kirtanananda Swami was requesting, please take something. We want you to be with us, live. Right? They even coaxed Srila Prabhupada to follow certain diets and constantly you know, cared for his bodily needs, constantly cared for that. So this reminded the devotees of this particular anniversary day of how Shripad Ishwarapuri meanly served his spiritual master, Madhvantapuri. Now, if you really want to know what is menial service, Ishwarapuri was cleaning up the stool and urine of Madhvantapuri. Like that. And Ishwarapuri was feeling this is like aguru. A-G-U. You know aguru scent? You're not aware of it. It's a transcendental, not a perfume, but a type of scent. A-G-U-R-U. I think those who do deity worship will know more about this. Like that, yeah. And when he was cleaning up the stool and urine of Shripad Madhvantapuri, he was in ecstasy. A great ecstasy. Like that. This is not normal stool and urine. This is completely transcendental. Like that. And this reminded me of one exchange that His Holiness Girard Swami had with Srila Prabhupada in his last days. Like that. He was alone with Srila Prabhupada in the room in his home in Krishna Balaram Mandir complex. And Srila Prabhupada was motioning. Like that. So when Srila Prabhupada was motioning, he was motioning that he wants to pass water. Like that. So, you know, Girard Swami understood. So he took the container, you know, close to Srila Prabhupada, you know, and you know, parted his clothes and he helped Srila Prabhupada to pass water. He helped like that. And then after he did that particular service like that, and when he came off and he went to the bathroom, he didn't know whether to actually, you know, discard of that passing of water, in the water itself. And later on he actually mentioned to me personally and probably in some lectures that he never felt such ecstasy in serving the spiritual master. He was serving in major services as the president of the Bombay temple in Juhu and so forth, you know, as like a lifetime trustee, property trustee. But he said he never felt so much ecstasy in just doing that service. Like that. Extremely, you could say, important in one's life to actually engage in some menial service. Not just to the spiritual master, but also to the devotees in general. So the lesson I learned from that is that usually in culture, in family culture, who is served the most? Who is taken care of the most? Who is protected the most? In a Krishna conscious traditional family culture, who? Huh? Not the acharya. Oh, come on. The youngest child. You know, the mother will clean up the stool and the urine and take care of the child. In fact, if the child does not pass urine or stool, she gets worried. Oh, not normal. You know, like that, yeah. So similarly, we have a very deep tendency to actually only serve advanced and senior devotees. It's ingrained in us. Like that. And one time Srila Prabhupada commented, "Ah, there's many neophytes who want to cook for me. There's many neophytes who want to cook for me. In fact, every place I go, there's 20 cooks waiting to cook for me." Like that. But we actually meant to be involved in the service of Hari, Guru and Vaishnavas. Yes. So if you just serve Hari, Guru and Vaishnavas are not pleased. If you just serve Hari, even Hari himself is not pleased. Even Krishna himself is not pleased. And if you just serve Hari and Guru and not serve the Vaishnavas, Hari and Guru are not pleased. But if you serve the Vaishnavas, even the youngest Vaishnavas who is like Bhakta Jo, who is 3 days in the temple, you know, and then you'll please everyone else automatically. Like that. So therefore, in order to come out of the neophyte tendency, ISKCON is a family. We have to serve the youngest members also. We should not neglect serving the older members, which we do well, like that, but we should also serve the youngest members. Youngest members. I remember one time when I was the president in one particular temple, one devotee, very young devotee, about probably 3 months in the movement, you know, he was, you call this sickness or some, he was not well. It's like he couldn't make it to the toilet to pass. He was just passing on the way. What you call that? Dysentery or? Huh? Incontinence or something. Yeah. He was like, so, you know, there several devotees were there and I wasn't there at the time, you know, when that happened in that particular part of the temple. But nobody cared. Like that. So immediately when I came, I saw that, and then I assisted the devotee into the bathroom. So when I did that, and I saw the other devotees was cleaning up his stool thereafter. Nice. You know, we are used to the comfort zone. You have maids and you have so many other things, you know, to do your stuff for you. Like that. But in a menial service to Vaishnavas is actually the ticket. Is actually the ticket to actually, attract Krishna. Krishna comes looking for you. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked for Ishwarapuri and accepted him as his guru. Then formally when Shripad Madhavendra Puri was in the last stages of his life, we know he had another disciple named Ramachandra Puri. Yeah. And Madhavendra Puri was constantly chanting the holy name of Krishna. And sometimes he would cry, you know, like, oh my Lord, I did not get shelter, at Mathura. I did not get shelter, like that. So then Ramachandra Puri was quite, transcendentally foolish. He fearlessly, he did not have any respectful fear. He fiercely dared to instruct his spiritual master, Madhavendra Puri. He said, if you are feeling a transcendental bliss, you should now only remember and enter into Brahman. Like that. And now why are you sentimentally, crying in this way? So it's very clear that Madhavendra Puri was crying due to separation of Krishna. And he was exhibiting that same verse that was originally, came out naturally from the heart of Srimati Radharani. So Ramachandra Puri was trying to instruct this spiritual master. And therefore he committed a great offense because a disciple is never meant to instruct his spiritual master. So hearing this instruction, Madhavendra Puri, he became greatly angry and he rebuked him. And he said, get out, you sinful rascal. I don't even want to see your face. Like that. So Ramachandra Puri, he really could not understand that his spiritual master Madhavendra Puri was in the highest feelings of love for Krishna, you know, in deep transcendental separation. And therefore his lamentation was not really material. Rather, it proceeded to the highest level of ecstatic love for Krishna. Yeah. So when he was crying out to Krishna, you know, I could not achieve you, my dear Lord, and I could not even reach Mathura. This was not ordinary material lamentation. And Ramachandra Puri, Srila Prabhupada said, he was not sufficiently expert to understand the feelings of Madhavendra Puri. And therefore he taught himself more advanced than his spiritual master. You know these famous words, Vaishnavera Kriya Mudra Vigeya Na Bujhaya. Yeah, famous words that we should be careful that even the most learned scholar cannot really understand the activities and the consciousness and even the characteristics of a exalted Vaishnava. So therefore one should be very careful to deal with the devotees in general. Otherwise we may misunderstand and have a tendency to offend unknowingly also. Now, Madhavendra Puri used some specific words when he admonished him. He said, Mora mukha na deki bi toi yaha yati tati Tore deki maila mora haba asad gati. He said, don't show your face to me. You go anywhere else as you like that. But if I die seeing your face, I shall not achieve the destination of my life. Just go away. Like that. Yeah. So sometimes we may misunderstand that Madhavendra Puri rejected him. The answer is no. The answer is no. The spiritual master is a representative of Krishna. You know, yasya prasadat bhagavat prasada. By the mercy of the spiritual master, one comes to Krishna. Effectively, the opposite happened. By feeling that he is more advanced than his spiritual master, Ramachandra Puri actually rejected Madhavendra Puri as his spiritual master. I want to take your place. That means I reject you as my guru. I want to become you. That is becoming one, Brahman. That was his consciousness. So therefore Madhavendra Puri understood this. And as a result of that, he thought he was in Maya. He thought he was more advanced than his own spiritual master. And that he was on the Brahman platform, which is higher than the sentimentality of ecstasy of Krishna. Now, this reminded me also of Srila Prabhupada, which was recounted to me by His Holiness Giriraj Swami. Okay. Srila Prabhupada never ever rejected a disciple. Okay. Unless the disciple rejected him. Like that. So Srila Prabhupada had one personal servant named Aravinda. Maybe some of you know him. I don't know him personally. Like that. And Aravinda, as a personal servant, he got too close to Srila Prabhupada. And he sort of maybe didn't have the required purity. And he mistook Srila Prabhupada to be an ordinary jiva. And he began committing offenses. So, and then eventually he left. So after some time, some devotees met Aravinda in that particular city or town, and they informed him, you know, Srila Prabhupada is in town. Would you like to come and see him? Like that. Yeah. So Aravinda came, and he met Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Prabhupada said yes. And Aravinda said, Srila Prabhupada, you know, a Krishna consciousness, it doesn't really work for me. Like that. Indirectly, he was criticizing Srila Prabhupada and criticizing Krishna consciousness. Like that. And then Srila Prabhupada said, very good. It doesn't work for you. And I'm glad you left. Because now I don't have to look at your morose face anymore. Go. Same way with Madhavendra Puri and Ramachandra Puri. Like that. So the same line, you know, don't show your face to me anymore. Mora mukha na dekhabitoi. Same thing. Like that. So someone may view that, decode it wrongly. And they say, did Prabhupada really reject him? No. No. Actually, Ishvara Puri received the blessings of Madhavendra Puri, whereas Ramachandra Puri received a rebuke from Madhavendra Puri. Both in one sense are on the absolute platform, like that. Therefore, these two persons, Ishvara Puri and Ramachandra Puri, are examples of the, you could say, objects of a great personality's benediction and chastisement or punishment, like that. So Srila Prabhupada, you should say, Madhavendra Puri instructed the entire world by presenting these two examples, like that. So, therefore, we should not feel that Srila Prabhupada rejected Aravinda. No. In fact, he purified him. So, Srila Prabhupada himself explains that the spiritual master is always an ocean of mercy. And he never ever rejects the disciple. Even if the disciple is fallen and causes pain to the spiritual master. Even if the disciple is becoming so demoniac that he kills the body of the spiritual master will come in the next life to deliver him. Such mercy is unfathomable. Even Krishna is not in that category himself. Like that. So therefore, the compassion of the spiritual master may be not even slightly understood. Don't even try to understand it. It's too deep and too, you know, unfathomable. It's not something for discussion either. You cannot. So then, one time, Srila Prabhupada was staying in home of Kartikeya Mahadev in Mumbai. We didn't have the Jew property. It was still under some litigation with Mr. Nair. Yeah. So when Srila Prabhupada was staying at the home of Kartikeya Mahadevya, he received the phone call from the temple president of the Calcutta temple. Like that. And the Calcutta temple president informed Srila Prabhupada over the phone that Srila Prabhupada, one of your oldest disciples, is in difficulty here in India, like that, in the Calcutta area. And Srila Prabhupada said, what is he doing? He said, Srila Prabhupada is smoking ganja, marijuana, like that. Then Srila Prabhupada immediately, you know, retorted, and he told the temple president that, you tell him that if he doesn't stop smoking ganja, I will reject him immediately. Like that. See? Then Srila Prabhupada got off the phone, and in that vicinity was Tamal Krishna Goswami, and he heard that. Like that. He said, Srila Prabhupada, is it true that you will reject him if he doesn't stop smoking ganja? Then Srila Prabhupada replied, no, I cannot reject anyone. You know, sometimes the father may say a wayward son, get out of the house. And the son will say, okay, I'm leaving. No, I didn't mean it. I didn't want you to really leave, you know. So Prabhupada was just doing that, in that sense, like that. Then Tamakrishna Goswami, he questioned. He was always bold with Srila Prabhupada. He questioned. He said, but Srila Prabhupada, don't you have to draw the line somewhere? You know, don't you have to draw the line somewhere? Is there not some limit? Like that. And then Srila Prabhupada replied, no. The mercy of Lord Nityananda is unlimited. Srila Prabhupada ki. Yes. So Srila Prabhupada is the, you know, the manifestation of the ocean of compassion of the form of Lord Nityananda's consciousness to deliver the fallen souls. Now, about Srila Madhavendra Puri. There's a beautiful verse in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Dharma stapana hetu sadura vyavahara Puri gosani raye acharana sehi dharma sara. Shripad Madhavendra Puri is singled out to be the personification of this verse. What is it? A devotee's behavior establishes the true principles of religion. Dharma sthapana hetu. Like that. And directly, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that the behavior of Madhavendra Puri Goswami is the essence of all such religious principles. He exemplifies it by his behavior. And he exemplifies by his actions and by also his words. So he is singled out as the acharya that establishes the true purpose of religion just by his behavior. And you get prachar and achar, but more by his behavior. Now, when Krishna, excuse me, when Krishna left Vrindavan, he accepted the kingdom of Mathura. So Srimati Radharani, out of ecstatic feelings of separation, you know, expressed not to us, but in our own way that we decode to us feelings for Krishna in separation. So this particular central verse, that's worship in separation, is considered by the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya to be the topmost level of devotional service. See? So, we have to be a little careful. Although Madhavendra Puri recited this verse again and again at the end of his living, we should be careful that we should not get into the sahaja mentality that I can also do this, like that. There are two things. One is feelings of separation, but we in sadhana bhakti, we serve in separation. There's a difference. There's a difference. So we should not feel separation. That's the consciousness of the, you know, eternal associates of Krishna. But we should serve in separation. And when we serve in separation, we'll become sufficiently purified for the feeling to naturally come in separation. But don't give up serving in separation. Of thinking I am feeling separation. This is difference. Like that. You digesting? Getting it? Yes. There's a particular verse in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Jaya Shri Madhavendra Puri Krishna Prema Pura Bhakti Kaupa Tarurura Tenho Pratama Ankura. And the translation is, all glories to Sri Madhavendra Puri, the storehouse of devotional service unto Krishna. He is a desire tree of devotional service. And it is in him that the seed of devotional service first fruitified, and that seed of devotional service next fruitified in the form of Shripad Ishwarapuri, and then the gardener himself, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, became the main trunk of that tree of devotional service. So here's the evidence in Chaitanya Charitamrita itself, Bhakti Kalpa Taru. And what is that? The desire tree. So Madhavendra Puri's inner identity in Krishna Leela is that he is the root of all Kalpa Viksha trees. Root. All Kalpa Viksha trees expand from this principle, Kalpa Viksha tree. Bhakti Kalpa Taru. And this is also given in a Gaur Gonades Deepika. His identity is given as a Kalpa Viksha tree, a desire tree. Now, Radha and Krishna are one supreme soul in two different forms for the sake of ras or relationship. That is much we can say. We cannot go beyond that. Yeah. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he gives a wonderful example to illustrate this point so we do not misunderstand. He said, just like you cannot separate heat from fire, and just like you cannot separate sunlight from the sun, and just like you cannot separate fragrance from musk, similarly you cannot separate Radha from Krishna. In a sense, heat and fire are one. But the fire cannot experience heat, although it comes from fire. Right? But the sunlight, the sun cannot experience the sun's rays, although it comes from the sun. The fragrance comes from musk, but musk cannot experience its own fragrance. It's a fact. So similarly, Radha comes from Krishna, but Krishna cannot experience Radha's love for him. One supreme soul in two features, two forms. And every morning, Nikunja yuno rati keli siddhai yayalu biryutir apeksaniya. So when they trace back, that actually comes from the consciousness of Sripad Madhavendra Puri. So even when you go to a Nidubhan, or you go to Vamsivat, you go to so many places, you'll see these Nikunjas. You know, they, these trees, they completely bow onto the ground, and it becomes a kunj, like that. So when it becomes a kunj, not even the moonlight, not even sunshine, not even air can enter. Because that is represented by different devatas, different demigods. They cannot enter. When Radha and Krishna become one, who is the only witness? There's no Manjuris, there's no Sakis. Who is the only witness? Come on. Who knows what's happening in there, in that Nikunjas? Yes. The desire tree. Because the desire tree forms the kunj. And that is Sripad Madhavendra Puri. In Braj. And therefore, he is the first person in our sampradaya to introduce Madhurya Bhav. Shringar Ras, conjugal love. He's the only one who knows. He's the only one who knows. And nobody else can know. Nobody else can know. This is Madhavendra Puri. Srila Prabhupada said that the desire tree for Madhavendra Puri into this world is in the form of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Now, how do we understand that? Srila Prabhupada said, and again it is quoted by His Holiness Giriraj Swami. In other words, he's my initiating guru, so I have close association. He said that Srila Prabhupada said that the way to develop love of the gopis' love for Krishna is to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. And that is why he's formed the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So that is the desire tree that we are in, is to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. And Srila Prabhupada commented that the whole purpose of going back to Godhead is to convince people to chant Hare Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada's books are also a means to induce people to chant. Not just the holy name, but the books also. A means to induce people to chant. So when His Holiness Satsarup Maharaj asked Srila Prabhupada, now you are here, and we can ask you questions directly. But what will we do when you are not here? Who shall we approach? Like that. And then Srila Prabhupada replied, the holy name of Krishna and Krishna are none different. Do you realize this fact? So Satsarup Maharaj was bewildered. I'm asking one question, I'm getting another type of answer. What is going on? Like that. So Srila Prabhupada looked at him. He said, the holy name of Krishna, Nama Chintamani Krishna, Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha, that the holy name of Krishna and Krishna are identical? Like that. Do you realize this fact? Like that. That's the answer he gave. Like that. So when we chant the holy name of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It is not just Krishna. It is not just Krishna. O Radha Krishna. So one time, one disciple approached Srila Prabhupada. And he said, Srila Prabhupada, everything about you is just Krishna, 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 Krishna. Everything is Krishna, Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada started beaming and smiling at him. He said, go on. What is that? Everything about you, Prabhupada, Krishna, 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 Krishna. And Prabhupada was beaming and smiling like that. Yeah. And then the disciple said, Srila Prabhupada, I have a question. He said, yes. He said, where do you fit in? If everything is Krishna, Krishna, but where do you fit in? Without you, we will not know Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Where do you fit in? So Srila Prabhupada bowed his head down in great humility and he said, Krishna includes the disciplic succession. That's all. So in retrospect, when we hear this answer that the holy name of Krishna and Krishna are non-different, when we chant the holy name of Krishna, Srila Prabhupada is present. Is present. Because it includes the disciplic succession. Thank you very much. Time is up, right? No questions. Is that all right? Or maybe one question if somebody has. She's senior to you. Is that okay? We ask her. Okay.
Hare Krishna. Mine's not really a question. It's just I was talking to Govinda Dasi one time, and one of her, the senior god sisters from the very early days, had left, and she was eating meat and just completely gone. And she asked Srila Prabhupada, what about, I won't say her name, but what about her? Is she actually being, you know, dismissed or gone from you? And Srila Prabhupada says, no, my devotees are never, it's like a brick. There's never a clean break. And they will always come return one way or the other. I just sort of
yes. Okay. You know, we may try to leave Srila Prabhupada, but he will never leave us. He'll come back for you. Never leave us. Such an acharya in the entire disciplic succession, even from other sampradayas, is second to none and cannot be replaced. Such an acharya. His compassion is unfathomable. Unfathomable. So no matter what happens, never leave the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Because we have the acharya. The acharya. The founder acharya. All in capital letters. Srila Prabhupada is not a regular Mahabhagavata Uttama Adhikari. He's not a regular Mahabhagavata. Srila Prabhupada is actually Shakta Avesh. Shakta Avesh. He's not a regular, you know, advanced pure devotee. He's actually Shakta Avesh. He's especially have come for this purpose, to introduce us into the International Society for Krishna Consciousness and take shelter of the devotees, of devotional service, and of the Supreme Lord. Bhakta, Bhakti, and Bhagavan. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shripat Madhavendra Puri ki jai. Anantakoti Vaishnav Vrind ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande. Hari Hari Bol.